In terms of Russia, Ukraine, etc., Donald Trump, and this is sometimes misinterpreted. Donald Trump doesn't have a problem with NATO. He wants NATO. He has a problem that the Europeans don't pay for NATO enough. He needs the Germans and the rest to pay more into NATO and then order weapons and whatever else, and jeeps and that from the United States for NATO, not from themselves. That's what he calls the payment. They need to pay that. And in fairness to the United States, look, we must, you know, we glibly say the military-industrial complex, right? We say that. What does it actually mean? It means that there are people with jobs that make jeeps or put together catering for U.S. troops all over in bases all over the world. So if those jeeps aren't used, how can they continue making jeeps? It's actual jobs. It's real jobs that you're asking any American politician to do away with on the basis that this is not good for the world. It's the military-industrial complex. It's very difficult. It's a lot more difficult than we realize. So it's not just the financiers and the big capital and the arms companies. So it's actual jobs. It's jobs in Flint, Michigan, you know? And they're all over the Midwest and so forth. Those jobs are all over. It's not high, big research and development. So Donald Trump is not going to scupper that, because those are, that blue-collar workers are his support base. And so it's not just getting into the army and being in the base. It's all those manufacturing jobs. Trump also is clear, so I'll go into a little bit of economics when you're looking at Trump, that his economic strategy is to tariff the United States into a reindustrialization. That's his economic strategy in a nutshell. Personally, I don't think that can work. So but what does it mean? It means that he's going to raise tariffs on anything not manufactured in the U.S. So China, of course, is strained on China, etc. The problem is Chinese goods are very cheap, very, very, very cheap. All right. So which is Europe is beginning to find out.
Yes. They've
raised it like, you know, 10% plus, like 37%, 10% plus 15%, 18%, etc. A Volvo is regarded as a Chinese car, right? Because Geely owns it. So he's actually, Canada has made it 100%, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Canada's made it 100%. So that tariffing is supposed to force companies to come back and industrialize. But that wouldn't mean the goods are cheap enough. And who's going to buy them? China does have the market. The U.S. needs to export it. They can't just expect that it'll be bought in the U.S. Those are the difficulties. I don't personally think it can work, but maybe he's got some other ideas. But it means that no one who plays ball, Trump is the person that is going to say to South Africa, if you don't trade with us and you don't buy from us, we're going to deal with you. So I'll bring it home. So Trump is going to be harsh. How do we manage that? It's not about being in BRICS. We've got to be in everywhere. So I just want to add this. Like, you know, people must go a little bit soft on our ambassador designate to the U.S., Ibrahim Rasool. He was saying something, and he's correct. Palestine is important to us, but it isn't the only matter that dictates our relationship with the United States. That's not fair. We got to allow our government to maneuver and be a little flexible. He's telling a truth that people may not like to hear, but he's correct.
He came in for criticism.
Yeah, he came in for criticism, but he's correct. He's being honest with South Africans before he goes there, which is fair enough. And we need to give him respect for that and commend him for that, because our relationship with the United States has always been complicated, and it will continue to be so. And how you maneuver and navigate that becomes exceptionally important. I'll stop there for now.
Well, that was our year in review with our special guest in studio, Mr. Donovan Williams. We've had plenty of enthralling conversations with Donovan on the show on behalf of PM Drive. And, you know, Kothar Sambo pays attention to detail. She does. And I think it's these little things that actually do matter. It's just a tiny token of our appreciation, because you've consistently taken time out from your busy schedule to chat to us on PM Drive. And essentially, it has helped to actually enhance our understanding, our conversation, and it's actually been a lot more engaging than we anticipated. So, Donovan, thank you very much for everything that you've done, not only today, but over the last couple of months. And we're excited to have plenty more conversations with you come 2025 PM Drive, only on VOCFM.
Thank you, MJ and the team. I love our conversations. They're conversations, they're discussions, and they teach me a lot as well, because it allows me to look at things in different ways, and that's all we can do. Thank you so much.
All right, so many thanks to Mr. Donovan Williams joining us in studio. It's essentially the year in review. Just gone 5:31. You've heard her name, and she's back in studio. Time for the news.